1 Kings chapter 12. And Rehoboam went to Shechem. Because all Israel had come to Shechem to make him king. And it came to pass, when Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who was yet in Egypt, heard of it, because he had fled from the presence of King Solomon, and Jeroboam lived in Egypt, that they sent and called him. And Jeroboam and all the congregation of Israel came, and spoke to Rehoboam, saying, Your father made our yoke heavy. Now therefore make the grievous service of your father, and his heavy yoke which he put upon us, lighter, and we will serve you. And he said to them, Depart for 3 days, then come again to me. And the people departed. And King Rehoboam consulted with the old men, that stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, and said, How do you advise that I may answer this people? And they spoke to him, saying, If you will be a servant to this people this day, and will serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever. But he forsook the counsel of the old men, which they had given him, and consulted with the young men who had grown up with him, and who stood before him. And he said to them, What counsel do you give that we may answer this people, who have spoken to me, saying, Make the yoke which your father put upon us lighter? And the young men who had grown up with him spoke to him, saying, This is what you should say to this people who spoke to you, saying, Your father made our yoke heavy, but you make it lighter for us, this is what you shall say to them. My little finger shall be thicker than my father's thighs. And now whereas my father loaded you down with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke, my father has chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king had appointed, saying, Come to me again the third day. And the king answered the people roughly, and forsook the old men's counsel that they gave him. And spoke to them after the counsel of the young men, saying, My father made your yoke heavy, and I will add to your yoke, my father also chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. Therefore the king did not listen to the people. Because the matter was from the Lord Jehovah that he might perform his saying, which the Lord Jehovah spoke by Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. So when all Israel saw that the king did not listen to them, the people answered the king, saying, What portion do we have in David? Neither do we have an inheritance in the son of Jesse, to your tents, O Israel. Now see to your own house, David. So Israel departed to their tents. But as for the children of Israel who lived in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Then King Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was over the tribute taxes. And all Israel stoned him with stones, that he died. Therefore King Rehoboam quickly got into his chariot, to flee to Jerusalem. So Israel rebelled against the house of David to this day. And it came to pass, when all Israel heard that Jeroboam had come again, that they sent and called him to the congregation, and made him king over all Israel, there was no one who followed the house of David, but the tribe of Judah only. And when Rehoboam had come to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah, with the tribe of Benjamin, 180,000 chosen men, who were warriors, to fight against the house of Israel, to bring the kingdom back to Rehoboam the son of Solomon. But the word of God came to Shemaiah the man of God, saying, Speak to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and to all the house of Judah and Benjamin, and to the remnant of the people, saying, This is what the Lord Jehovah says. You shall not go up, nor fight against your brothers the children of Israel, return every man to his house. Because this thing is from me. Therefore they listened to the word of the Lord Jehovah and returned to depart, according to the word of the Lord Jehovah. Then Jeroboam built Shechem in Mount Ephraim, and lived there, and went out from there, and built Peniel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, Now the kingdom shall return to the house of David. If this people goes up to do sacrifice in the house, temple, of the Lord Jehovah, at Jerusalem, then the heart of this people shall turn again to their Lord, even to Rehoboam king of Judah, and they shall kill me, and go again to Rehoboam king of Judah. Upon this the king took counsel, and made 2 calves of gold, and said to them, It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. See your gods, O Israel, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt. And he set the one in Bethel, and the other he put in Dan. And this thing became a sin. Because the people went to worship before the one, even to Dan. And he made a house of high places, and made priests of the lowest of the people, who were not of the sons of Levi. And Jeroboam ordained a feast in the 8th month. Modern Heshvan, October-November. on the 15th day of the month, like the feast that is in Judah, and he offered upon the altar. So did he in Bethel, sacrificing to the calves that he had made, and he placed in Bethel the priests of the high places which he had made. So he offered upon the altar which he had made in Bethel the 15th day of the 8th month. Modern Heshvan, October-November. Even in the month which he had devised of his own heart, and ordained a feast to the children of Israel. And he offered upon the altar, and burnt incense.